Being misbrained in the Parsha's boy, so Klal Yisrael, Rashi tells us something significant is happening in Parsha's boy. So in the Parsha's where there's poetic presentation like the brachas, etc., Rashi's very bariches. And the areas where there's halacha, Rashi's very bariches. So Parsha's boy, there's not a lot of Rashi. So Yomar Besedra doesn't take that long. The Chumash, the Unkelis, Rashi goes quickly. You get to Parsha's boy, all of a sudden, Kapitel Yud Beis, and there's all these long Rashi's over there because now it's halacha. Right? Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, Rabbi Yitzchak, that the Torah could have started from a Kaddish Zelachem. So we're at a Kaddish Zelachem. We're at Parsha's boy. So the first mitzvah which is given to Klal Yisrael is the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh. So the truth is that, say that correctly, that was a mitzvah given to Klal Yisrael, but it's done by the Beis Din. The first mitzvah which is given to Klal Yisrael, that each and member of Klal Yisrael will be involved in, is a Korban Pesach. So being misbrained on the Korban Pesach a little bit, so without getting involved in the symbolisms and those type of things, just simply being misbrained in the mitzvah itself, there's a lot of things which jump out at you. And the first thing which jumps out of you is the halachas. I don't know when Klal Yisrael chose, Moshe Rabbeinu chose for Klal Yisrael the Shabbos and Mitzrayim, they should have Shabbos off. Tilchus Shabbos didn't start till they get to Mora. They were nitztavu on Shabbos and Mora. Whether Klal Yisrael kept Shabbos, all the halachas of Shabbos, I don't know how much they kept Shabbos in that respect. The Rabbanan is obviously not, but the derises. Chazal say, but the obvious that they're Mekayim the Torah. It doesn't say that Klal Yisrael was Mekayim the Torah over here. So they're given the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and it's Pratim. If Klal Yisrael was not familiar with that, it had to be a major message to them. That halacha is very, very specific and very, very detailed. Right? There's a whole message there. And the Welt says a joke of it, I don't know what you call it, right? That there was two neighbors, Jewish neighbor, not Jewish neighbors, so they're not Jewish neighbor. They got along very well. The kids used to play in each other's houses one day, towards the end of the year. So the Jewish boy is playing next door, he comes running home. And he's like, looks like all upset. Something bad happened. Whatever. A little while later, the father, the Jewish father, gets a call from his neighbor. Says, "Your son was making fun of my tree." He says, "I'm so sorry. What did he say?" He said, "He wanted to know how tall it had to be, how far it has to be from the window, how many lights you have to put on it. I know all the details. You know, he said, all these crazy, stupid things. Like what is it making up stupid things? You know, right?" That was where Klal Yisrael was holding before Korban Pesach. You want to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu, you daven to him, you know, you don't say Lashon Hara, Shemam, Abusham, you do Chesed, you know, nice Jewish heart, right? And maybe you eat some Jewish foods, I don't know, but you know, but all of a sudden, the Korban Pesach, and there's this whole details and details and protim. I once heard from one of my rebbeim, he said, you have to understand the Klal Yisrael, what did the Klal Yisrael do from Rosh Chodesh until Pesach? Somebody asked them. Says, they weren't, there's no Shibud anymore. So what were they doing? He says, partially they were doing. They had to learn Hilchos Masechta Schulin, because they had to have a Shechta Korban. They had to learn Hilchos Zvachim, Masechta Zvachim, had all the Lachas of Shechta's Korbanus. So they had to learn Chulin and Zvachim. Plus, they had to learn Masechta Pesachim. You know, so they had to know all of the Lachas of what's Chometz, what's not Chometz. What's about shechita for a korban? What's not about shechita for a korban? What passes a korban? What doesn't pass a korban? They don't know the lachos of shechita. They don't know the lachos of treifas. They don't know everything. Right? The key of Torah was, but the korban passed, they had to do kehilchos. Right? So they were busy with mesechtas. They finished zvachim, chulin, and tzachim from Rosh Chodesh until Yudalit. It says that's not bad. They kept them busy. Right? That's what he said. Haloi davarhu. So Klal Yisrael, the first thing which hits Klal Yisrael in the face is, this is not a nice idea. This is rules. The Kuzari talks about this. Arichus, you know, this is the Kuzari's question that he asked. You know, he gets this message that your kavanah is mitzuyah, and but you're in Meisim or not. And what the part of the conversation which the Chavar converses with him multiple times is this idea that you can't just choose how to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So why not? If the Iker Yesod is that I want to show that I love you, so I just show that I love you. I'll do wonderful. I'll sit and sing songs under for you the whole day, right? If that was what the purpose was, so Klai Yisrael could do that. Moshe said that's not the purpose. He says that you're being called for a mission. You're being called to change the world. So changing the world. That, and the world has a purpose. The world has a function. Moshe, I made it, and I'm going to tell you how to do it, and I want you to do it exactly as I told you. So you decide, I'll do it a different way because you like it. The husband wants to make up with his wife, so he buys her chocolates. Now the little detail is she doesn't like chocolates, but he's not aware of that. So he buys her chocolates. So you say, she's a little bit not excited about the thing, but it's so nice of him. He thought about her. He didn't realize that he doesn't like chocolates. So, but the next time he buys her chocolates again, right? After the fifth time, she's getting upset already. But he has such nice kavanas. He really means it so nicely. He just wants to show how much he cares about me, buying me chocolates. He likes chocolates. It wasn't with her. Find out what she likes. So, Abrasha, I love standing and singing songs to you. I feel so uplifted, inspired, especially if there's a guitar in the background and it's a kalbach. So I feel, Abrasha, like, that's my Avodas Hashem. Abrasha says, that's very nice, but I happen to go, I don't enjoy kalbach so much. I don't know, I'm like, I don't know. I like MBD better. I don't know, we need to know what the Abrasha wants to hear. He doesn't like guitar. He happens to like violin music better. I don't know, It's a ridiculous. It's a ridiculous thought process. It makes a lot of sense. If I want to show, the goal is me. I want to show how much I love you. It's a beautiful thing. I love you so much. My favorite thing in the world is chocolates. I buy these most expensive chocolates and I give them to you instead of me. What's it with her? I've shown how much I care, but I haven't given to her what she wants to get. So I don't really care at the end of the day. Because if I really care, I want to know what's important to her. So we sort of think to Bar Yochai, like, what's the Barshim? Everything's Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Barshim has a purpose for the world. And he's assigned us a mission. We better know what the mission is. So the first thing which jumps off the page, the Klai, so this is, let's say my Rebbe is right. So Rosh Chodesh Nissan, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klai so with this real thick book. He says, Rabbeisai, in the next 14 days, you need to read everything over here and make sure you do it all right. And if not, you're five cars. He says, whoa! This is the Shalom Aleichem so some of the guys scratched their head and said, listen, we thought that we were getting freedom, emancipation. We're freeing the slaves. It's not about freedom and emancipation and freeing the slaves. This is about a new way of life. Okay, but these are the ones who already chose that. I mean, they figured it out a little before this. 4/5 didn't come out. We spoke about this before. It's not because they didn't want; they didn't believe they could handle it. You have to imagine. I don't know. I'm not so involved in Gairus. You take this person who's not Jewish. And you say, Judaism. It's so nice and so wonderful and so sweet, etc. Says, So what are you going to do? Well, you see, there's this library here. Get it all down pat and do it right. Rabbi, can I get a different version maybe? It's they didn't believe I could do it. Somebody doesn't want. I don't believe I can do it. I don't believe I can handle it. The Rosh says, no. I believe in you. You can handle it. You could handle it. Let's go. Just one step at a time. I imagine that their Masechta school didn't have Machloikasim, so you can take out a lot of the Masechta. The Stamad is welcome, and their Chulin didn't have, and their Pesachim didn't have Machloikas either. Okay, but so if you have to master a tremendous amount, okay, let's do it. What if you get it wrong? Sorry, it's tagging this too much. Just stop thinking about what's going to be if. Just do. I think that's the first thing which jumps off the page. Reb Salik has the aura that Korban Pesach was in the minds of Kleistel was an anomaly. Korbanos were brought to Kadosh Baruch Hu beforehand. Adam Rishon brought Korbanos, Noach brought Korbanos, Elvis brought Korbanos. This is the first Korban which was eaten. All Korbanos until then were oilless. The halacha is that Zion, the Bnei Noach can bring oilless, they can't bring Shlomim. There never was a Korban which was at Nechal until this moment. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Let's Kleistel, okay, you're going to bring Korbanos." So great, okay, well, then we'll burn them on the Mizbeach. He says, "No, you're going to eat them." It has to be a major slap in the face. Whoa, we're going to eat the Korban? What does that mean? I'm not talking about symbolisms. I'm talking about I'm setting a Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu calls Kleistel together. He says, "Okay, Rabbeinu, here's the Mitzvah. All right, we're going to take a set and we're going to get a chabur together." And the ish lefiachlo tochoyso al haset. What does it do with ichila? Ish lefiachlo tochoyso al haset. Depending on how much you can eat, what does it do with, you know? And also, it talks about eating korban pesach. I've heard of korbanos before. I know the Masara. I heard that there's korbanos. I know what a korban goes on the mizbech. It's burnt to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you talking about? It's about eating a korban. Yes, you're the Mizbeach. Together with this message of you have tremendous responsibilities, and this is a whole new lifestyle, and this is something that you're in, and you're committed to this thing, and it's very extensive, and it's how high and how far from the window and how many lights. It's not whatever you want. He says, you know what? You eat the Pesach. You're the Mizbeach now. You're Kodesh. So those two messages together, Pashat has to invigorate Klal Yisrael. Yeah, this is a major life. It's a whole new life. But look what it means. I'm a Mizbeach. I'm Kodesh. I'm the representative of Kodesh Baruch Hu in this world. When I eat the Korban, there's a Musa Kahanim Oichlum Abaylam Hiskaprim, that the Achilas Kuhuna is a Kapara. That Achila, that lowly thing called Achila, is not a lowly thing. It's a function of mankind for a reason. Mershem created Achila because there's going to be a moment in the world where a human being can eat something and it's Mamash Kedusha. So he created Achila for that moment. Achila has now finally found out what it's there for. We know Achila is a Hechatim to do Chesed. Why did Mershem create Achila? It can be easier with Mershem. We don't have to eat. We don't have to eat. The Russian could make people live forever and they don't have to eat anything. Moshe Rabbeinu went for 40 days. Eliyahu goes for 40 days. It's not mukhar that you have to eat. We look at that's a nace because we're used to this way. Why are you used to this way? Why is it so obvious that you have to eat? But he says, okay, now you know why you have to eat. Because I want you to understand that your goof is it's a mizbeach. It's like, okay, I'm redefining what mankind is, what life is. I have a whole new understanding of the godless of a man. The Pasuk talks about Mashiach, where she's going to come and says, Aricha b'yiras Hashem. He can watch it smell, and through his smell he can chop the emes. So, according to the Raiva, the reason why they killed the Bar Kochba is because he wasn't able to smell and judge. He claimed he's Mashiach. If you're Mashiach, Pasha, you can just chop the emes with your nose. You go chay potter. That's how great a man is. Just the main of that. So Maaser B'chanan, he came to America in 1938, he came to America raising funds for Branovich. The yeshiva was pushed, there was like nothing. He was raising funds for the yeshiva, and they were taking him somewhere, and he didn't look out. He's in a car somewhere, he's looking down, he said to the person, "Where are you taking me? It smells horrible here. Where are you taking me?" There's these bar, he was going through Times Square. And the smell of the tumah of Times Square, it wasn't a bad garbage smell. It was the smell of tumah. Rebbe Chanan smelled tumah. this tumor of the degradation of godless Adam, of that Malkum, smelled bad to him. This is Rabbi Chanan. I'm talking about, talk about 70 years ago. 80 years ago, if you do your math right. Okay. That's what a goof could be. A goof is so attuned to emes that with your nose you can tell the emes. That's what Klai so learned over here, that a goof is a kli of kedusha. I don't know whether they said that before. I don't know, but this message at this moment, at least, if I didn't understand right then, I'm sitting in Mitzrayim and it's Rosh Chodesh Nissan and Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells me this. I said, "Whoa, it's a whole new ball game. It's a whole new life." The first mitzvah of Zachar Shalachem is given to Bezdin. So, okay, I get that. You know, this Kenim, the rabbis, they're holy people. They get to decide things. You know, they do things. You know, that little old me, I got to do something, and I make a difference. Right? Who am I? I'm one of the crowd. I'm a nobody. I'm just one of the crowd. No, you're such a somebody. You can eat, and it's kedusha. That's what it means to be part of Klal Yisrael. That's what a man can reach. And Moshe Rabbeinu says to us, he's talking to us and he says to us, okay, we're going to do this as a bias. We're going to do this as a chabura. So each one is going to, we're going to eat it together as a unit. As a chabura. So Klal Yisrael went through tremendous difficulties. And we know that there was generations that Klal Yisrael went through difficulties. Go back to World War II. And there were individuals who tried to play to their advantage for their own benefit against the welfare of the community. We know that that was not true. That the Shoytrim, Adarabba, took the hits for Klal Yisrael. In a time of Tzora, when you're the oppressed nation, you tend to come together. Lo aleinu, it's a sad thing, but a time of Tzora unites. It's not Tzara anymore. This is it. We're going free. It's not about. You have that euphoria of we're going free. Wow! I can be myself. I don't have to worry about anybody else anymore. They made their pact in Mitzrayim, and they're going to be good and chesed each other. Yeah, of course. But that's a tremendous madrega. But we're all oppressed, and we need each other, and we help each other, and we protect each other, and we're there for each other. Yeah. So, no. The first mitzvah you're going to do together. And right now, this is the only mitzvah. I mean, the sukkim of tefillin and the other mitzvahs are over here. Pashas, those chiyuvim didn't come. They were written here, but the chiyuvim didn't take effect until after Matan Torah. That's what Klal Yisrael nischayim. But Korban Pesach, which actually was nischayim here, so the Klal Yisrael is going to be conveyed that the first mitzvah they do as the Am Hashem Lokati Eschem Li Lo'om. It's about a tzibur. It's about a bias. It's a korban tzibur. The lachas, it's a korban tzibur. Since it comes with kenufia, it has the name of korban tzibur. The Gemara says, and it's dafkin units of bias or chabura or something of that sort. You can't do it by yourself. One madam in the Gemara, you can do it. Pesach is nishkal al yochid. It's mechalek in the Gemara. I have no friends. No, nobody wants to eat with me. So what happens then? One of them says you could have. One of them says no. We got to figure this out. Somebody's got to take him into the chabur. There's such a thing as a Jew who's left out. There's a. Sfasem is the beginning of last week's parsha. So in the Gladal Shana Shel Geula, so Vetzei Yisrael Mitachas Siblis Mitzrayim, Vyatzei Yisrael Me'Avodosom, Vyatzei Yisrael Mizrei Natsiyah, Vyatzei Yisrael Mizrei Natsiyah, Vyatzei Yisrael Me'Avodosom, Vyatzei Yisrael Me'Avodosom. So the stages of Geula, there's Tachas Siblis Mitzrayim. So that Klai has already experienced that. The Inui of the is gone. Vyatzei Yisrael Me'Avodosom is also gone. They're held at the moment of Galat Yisrael Mizrei Natsiyah, Vyatzei Yisrael. And then there's Lakat Hashem Lilo'om, which Pashas is that's Pshas Matan Torah. And then Rebesi Eskav El'oritz, that's the next pasuk after that. The Klai Yisrael knows that Lakat Hashem Lilo'om. The Rosham tells Klai Yisrael that you are going to be together as a nation. This mission, this project, is not as an individual. This is the project of a nation. So he says that the Dalai Shanas are connected to the Dalai Golias. The Dalai Golias are connected to the Gimel Chamuris and Sinas Chinam. The last one is the Golias Adam, and that's connected to Sinas Chinam. And the solution for that is Lakat Yisrael Lilo'om. So how does that work? So, imagine I'm the president of the United States of America. Political conversation done. Next, right? Okay, right. And I'm the commander in chief of the army. So, there are situations where I'm going to have to send people into the line of danger, and they might be killed. And I want these people to go and give their all. Right. So, how do you do that? How do you convince these people to go and give their all, put their life in danger? So I say, you know, you're so important, you're so chashuv, you're so valuable. He says, really? So why am I only a private? And this guy's a general. Like, you want me to give all my all, so make me a general? You tell me I'm so chashuv, that's so valuable and so important. That's why, you know, it's worth it, you know. So, you know, I've been a private, you know, for the last 3 years, and this the guy next to me, you know, he went private, the sergeant, you know, he's moving up the ranks, you know. It's very demoralizing. So what's the challenge? The challenge is that we need to get the message to every member of that army that without you it's not going to happen. So what's the solution? It's not about you. If it's about, you want to feel good about yourself, you want to feel valued, you want to feel chashuv, you, so you're right, it's very demoralizing when somebody else is not, it's better than you. It's not about you, it's about a nation. The nation needs you. And the nation needs you to play this role. You know what? And that's valuable. Without you, it cannot happen. And somebody else, and I would like you to give your best. If your best means being this, you're this. Your best means being that, be that. But once you take the focus off of yourself and the focus is on the nation and you really absorb that message, you'll do what you have to do. So I come to a child and I say, you know, my child, you know, you have to believe in yourself. You have to have self-esteem. You have to stand your kosher, etc. Why? Because, you know, one day you might be one of the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Right, you know, you have such potential. The kid goes up. He's not the leader of Klal Yisrael. He's a regular boss. So what am I? I've been a garnished. If it's about you, the guy himself, the fellow himself, it's very demoralizing. Chaim Dov Keller, Shlita, I remember he wrote an article about this in the Jewish Observer. It hit me, I don't know, years and years ago. I can't tell you what year it was, but it was a long time ago. He says, you know, you take a bracha in the yeshiva and you tell him like you have potential and you got to push yourself and you're going to grow and you're going to become. And one day he wakes up, you know, he's 25, he's 30, and he realizes that some of the guys taka became him, and he's. Now what? Now what do you do with the guy? You take him off the floor and you what do you do? The guy's the mat, he's always bench. So the pasuk chaytes chamli lo'om. It's not about you. We need to get the message across that Klai Yisrael needs you. Because it's not about you, it's about Klai Yisrael. You are so valuable to Klai Yisrael. and you're so important, you play a role that nobody else can play. Whatever it is, I don't know. But yes, you need for Klal Yisrael, for the team, for the nation, you need to give your all. Because that's important to you, because you believe in that. And you absorb that message, that it's not about you. So, and so Sama says the solution for Sinas Chinam, the Sin and the Kina, etc., is it's not about you, it's about me and the nation. It's about Klal Yisrael. There'll be no Sinas Chinam anymore, there's no Lashon Hara, there's no, it's all gone. So Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, Moshe Rabbeinu says, one of the Midrashim says that they didn't speak any Lashon Hara. And therefore, when Tosha Rira spoke Lashon Hara, Moshe Rabbeinu was like, I tell you that, I understand why. Okay, no doubt the war. Okay, no doubt the war. He says, now, and I understand it. Lashon Hara. So the morale says, his pshat to be Megal. So, Klal Yisrael made a bris, the Lashon of Chazal, they made a bris to become a chesed with each other. They made a total commitment to each other that they're going to do whatever it takes. It's not about me, it's about the nation. We're going to survive this suffering, this sorrow, if we come together and we become one unit, we will survive. Each person by himself will be destroyed. That they got. But as we go weiter, we move on to our own directions, etc., that's about me, you know. So he's got his thing, and I got my thing, and I'm a little jealous, and a little bit of Kina, a little bit of Sina. So the Bereshit says, that's not where we're going over here. That's not the goal. And the first mitzvah which is given to Klal Yisrael, right? Wow, you're free. You can just, you know, now you can push it working yourself. You know, self advancement. Until now you had to worry about everybody else, but there's no pressure anymore. Now you can push it, really be yourself. Yes, you can be yourself, and find what your powers are, what your abilities are, what your talents are, what your potential is, and give it to Klal Yisrael. They have to tell Zerov that you know, sometimes the idea of taking, you know, being there for the tzibur, he says, it's a steer to, you know, you want to work in your midas, you want to work in yourself, you want to grow, you want to avoid a, and you want to, and then the tzibur, it's a steer, you know. So you're, so the tell Zerov gave one of these like one line answers. He says, writes to the Shir Dasi, writes, he says, I don't see the problem. The problem is you want to work on your ani, and the klal is a steer to your ani. Expand your ani to include Klal Yisrael. Ad kan, like, you know, boom. It sounds like so easy, right? You know, yeah. We hesitate so much, and we feel so limited sometimes because, like, you know, who am I? What am I? You know, if in Gorn is what I have to offer. The Russian made you, and he put you in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael needs you. Right? It's not about you. So the one person, his focus is himself too much, because, you know, it becomes very, and be aware that there's a whole nation out there who you need to think about. The other person is hesitant, and he's diminished, and he's weak. What do I have to, well, the Russian put you in Klal Yisrael for a reason. You might, like I said at a dinner, it says, you know, some people are spark plugs in the engine, and some people are just bolts to hold it together. Right, so it's much more exciting to be the spark plug. I mean, that's where the whole excitement, you know, is taking place, with the spark plugs and the gasoline. It says, but without that bolt, your engine's going to explode. Like, I'm just a lowly screw, a nut, you know. You know what I mean? Okay, right. That might be true too, but that's not what I meant. Okay, right. Yeah. I'm just a lowly. What am I? I'm a nothing. No, you're not. What you have to offer, nobody else can offer. That nut in that spot, that bolt in that spot, without it, the whole thing doesn't work. See, yeah, it's more exciting to be a spark plug, but it's irrelevant. The Gemara says, Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Zeni Yochel, Zeni Yochel, Shneim Chayavim. Shneim Shas was Potter. But if they did it together, neither one could do it to themselves. Both are Chai. What's Shat? Shneim Shas was Potter. So the Gemara says, because each one is considered like he did the whole Malacha. So when you do what you can do, what's your job to do, you get credit for everything. If you see that you're part of this greater reality and you're going to contribute what you have to contribute, so the whole reality belongs to you because you're part of that greater reality. So those are maybe some of the elements of his bonus that Klal Yisrael was thinking about. and absorbing the messages. When Moshe Rabbeinu called them together, and they told them this extraordinary moment in their lifetime, that they heard the first mitzvah, the excitement of hearing the first mitzvah, and the messages which they absorbed in it, and what it meant to them, and the thoughts that they thought about at those moments, maybe we can touch into that a little bit and transport that reality into our own lives as well.